Welcome back to our next podcast series. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love life and success. I'm Michelle, speaking here from Switzerland, and I would like to help you, to support you to get really your transformation, the real change done for you. So listening to us, looking forward also meeting you personally. So today we're going to talk about, am I really a power woman? So is this transformation also possible, and does it work out also for me? Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have, with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. So today we're going to talk about, am I really a power woman? So is this transformation also possible, and does it work out also for me? And that's a very good question, and I'm sure you already ask yourself that if you're right here or not. And I can answer this question right away very clearly. The answer is yes, sir. So why am I convinced, in fact, that this is true, and why can I say this so straightforward without knowing you? That's also very easy to answer, because all we need that you can do your transformation, your real change in your total life, is already there. So we do not need to create additional resources. We only need to, in fact, reactivate your inner resources. And that's interesting, because you already had them. And you already have them, and they keep on coming back. So your dreams and your wishes, they indicate you what in fact you should be, and in fact what you could be. They come from deep inside of you, and they trigger your behavior. They are in fact your motivator. They keep you going. So when they're doing this already since years, and always the same wishes come back to you so dearly and so deep, then you can really trust on these feelings. You can trust on these images and pictures, and you can trust that they are right. They are not wrong. So you are completely right to hold on to these ones. And please do and start listening. Take them serious, all right? So when you have wishes, very deep ones, and when you have dreams, yes, they should not stay dreams, because they can become really reality. Otherwise, you would not have them. So this is not like a girl's dream or something. And then it's really true. So in case now you're listening to me and say, oh, wow, maybe I don't really have a clear vision or really clear wishes for me in my life and in fact for my future. And then don't worry about this, because when we work together, you know, and also doing this transformation here together, these wishes and these visions, they come to you really automatically. And this is the great thing about it, because you just need restart help, in fact, a little support at the beginning, and then they come out right away, and you do not even have to do so much about it. And I can tell you this for sure, they will come, because right now you have no access to these deep insides of yourself. That's a reason why you cannot clearly define them. No, so they are there, so don't worry about this, and really they will come, so don't worry. So when you have really constantly things coming back, for example, in the case that you have no really clear vision or like wishes, you know, just listen to your thoughts and your inner feelings, if you're happy or if you're really sad about it, because then this is really your reality right now, okay? So the feelings, your thoughts, they do not lie. They guide you, because these are feelings and thoughts and also wishes which come deep inside of you. So they are always correct. So important thing, in fact, here at this point is that you should stop doubting yourself. You should stop listening to other people. You should stop talking at taking advices from other ones who try to help you. And I know they mean it really nicely, but these advices, they do not help you. And the question is now why? Because they try to give you advices out of their world perspective, how they see the world, how they see the world is functioning, how they think people are, you know, so how they filter the information which is happening around them towards them, and they think this is reality or that this is how it should be like. And then they make the transferring to your life and thinking, oh, this also could and should work also for you. So it's meant very nicely. And I know that the ones you always get guidance from, for example, your best closest friends, I know them. It's einfach not helping. Or from your boyfriend, or maybe from your mother, or from your sisters. I mean, yes, they are nice, but in fact, it does not really help you at this point. So if they give you an advice, they give, in fact, advice themselves. But these advice in your situation, for your life, for yourself, in fact, is only helping a little. So stop really listening and what they're really saying and especially what they're thinking. So when they do something, take this more as an inspiration, like, oh, this is how things also could be done. Interesting to know. So maybe at some later point in some sense, some version, I could maybe also use it. But, you know, don't take it too serious and don't take it as, you know, the other do it, you know, also stop, you know, making comparisons between you and the others. Just because they did something or achieved something, it does not mean that you cannot do this in a very similar way, but on another spot, in fact. So stop thinking that also you should wait a little bit to do your change now or your transformation right now. And it's much better when you wait, for example, until your children grew up or until, you know, you've done the next vacation. And then you really start doing the transformation and your change and you work really hard on it. So stop thinking that later is the better time to do it. So not really start now working on it. And please also stop thinking about that you are maybe not as good as others, that the other ones are more successful than you are. And that's the reason why maybe you cannot make it. This is absolutely wrong. Okay. So it's much better, in fact, that you start to get a little bit more brave, that you leave your comfort zone to do things even a little bit different and also make new experiences, like when you meet new people, when you are completely in a different environment, because like this, you make new experiences, you can learn, you can broaden your senses and just see other things and trust in yourself. Trust in your talents, trust in your feelings, because as we just heard before, they are right. They come from deep inside. They trigger you. They are your motivator. Be more you, all right? Stop defending yourself or explaining yourself. So why should you? Have a look at others, what they do. And as I just said, just take it as an inspiration for you. Think more about yourness, you know, like when my name is Michelle, I always say I think more about my Michelle-ness, and this is good, you know. So keep your feeling and wishes also a little bit more for you, especially at the beginning, you know. So don't share with anyone, you know, just a little bit, you know, what is your idea, where you would like to go, what are the next steps, because what is happening when you do that, and you know that already. They're trying to tell you the reasons why it is not working, why this is not a smart idea, that you're just running the wrong direction and it's not helping and supporting you and you're doing this actually wrong. So when you have feelings and wishes, of course you should spread them. Of course you should exchange with someone. But then please do it with a trusty coach who understands that this is a process, who can support you at the right level at the right time for you. And trust that you are a unique person, that your talents are needed in this world. That is why, in fact, you are here, so that you do your way, that you can do really and create good things, you know? So I, at this point, also would like to tell you an additional secret, you know, the reason why we really started this real change. This transformation has never been easier, company. And the reason therefore is quite simple, because, and this is really my personal conviction, so I have not read this with anyone. I am coach, partly, yes, and also consultant. And I'm in the business world since about, oh God, Jesus Christ, 20, 23 years by now, you know. And the thing what I observe is, and that's a reason why I have here the, really the clear conviction, and that's a reason why I would like really to share the secret with you, is that I think, personally, 100%, I'm convinced of this, that the 21st century is no more the century of the men. It will be the century of women. It will be the century of power women. So it is absolutely the right time now to start your transformation into more you, into more, you know, the real change of everything what you were looking for in your life. You were holding it back way too long. And now trust me, why is that really the case? Why the 21st century is really the century of the women? And I can tell you this also, because what I see in the companies is that it used to be like this, that the companies were organized in hierarchies. The more, the better. You just have one boss and the rest, you know, is just doing what the boss tells them, you know, gives a clear direction and whatsoever. But this is now changing. You know, the more we go into this digital world, you know, the more it's like you need a team of each team member sitting around the table at the same level, and we need to work this out together. So we need to think, to act, and to lead in networks. And when we are able to do that, we are more successful than all the others. And this is einfach a true fact. So just check around in your company you're right now working in, who is right now really successful. And I can give you a clear handshake on this one, that it's really the network way of thinking, the network way of acting, and the network way of leading. And with this, you can really be successful right now in the companies. Everything else will not work any longer. And these are clear capabilities of women. Thinking, acting, and leading in a network. What is the best for the group? What is the best for the company? What is the best for the project? Is or there are capabilities of women. Men, they always do orientation upwards to what is my alpha male in fact doing, and if he's happy or not, because when he's happy, I can keep my job longer, or I can move up the hierarchy line, earn more money. And for women, this is not working out. Women are there, they work in networks, they doing things for higher purpose. And this is einfach a true fact. And this is my personal conviction, that the 21st century is the century of women. So when you ask me if it's now really the right time to do your real change and also your transformation, I can say guns clearly, yes, it is. The world needs more of you. The world needs more of your skills and your talents. So we don't need the hierarchies, you know, the men way of doing it. We need more the female way of doing it. So be brave, get out of your comfort zone, what you know, what you were taught about, how the world is like and should be like, and where your position is, in fact, and get more trust in yourself. And trust me, yes, especially at the beginning, when you start doing that, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of what everyone expects you to be doing, there will be people, and especially people which are close to you, so don't be scared about this, but there will be people who don't like this. They will then try to hold you back, not to do it. They will try to tell you, no way, this is wrong, just don't do it. They will try to tell you that you should do it quite different and this is not ladylike or whatsoever. And I just, please, please tell you, please ignore them. Let them just talk, ignore them, because they will not make this transformation what we are doing here in this podcast. They have no chance and they do not even know what is all possible with it. So stay focused, committed, and we do your real change in the areas of love, life, and your future success. So thank you very much for listening also to this podcast. And we're right now preparing the next podcast, which is why did my dream so far did not come true and why did it just not happen, my transformation? So why did I stuck, in fact, of where I am? So looking forward, thank you very much for listening and up to the next one.